Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We got a great jazz show for you tonight. So we're going to feature my favorite singer, or one of them, that I grew up with from my older brothers, Dakota Staton. She's our featured artist for tonight. So we're going to go through our theme song, the stuff we do, and hope that you tune in. I'm messing up already.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show. Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And tonight's favorite segment on Wednesday is All That Jazz Now. The subtitle, The Sound of the Song. You know, what do we hear? Voices, beats, and melodies when the song is played. And the jazz artists, they have a habit of taking some of the new music, playing it like it's jazz and loving it, and then taking some of the old stuff and playing it like it's jazz and loving that, and then playing things that they create because they love it and because it's jazz. So I don't know what to tell you. All I know is that if you can't get to the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show, and you'll be able to listen. Or go to my website and click on the on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. So again, All That Jazz Now is on the air. I'm going to start off with a track called Echoes Rising. It's Paul Hardcastle. Thank you.
And that was Paul Hardcastle doing his thing. Man, you know, Paul bad. And that's one of my favorite tracks, Echo Rising. Our featured artist for tonight is Dakota Staton, jazz queen back in the day with Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan. She was one of the tops, especially when she sang with George Shearing. So we got a lot of great jazz for you tonight. We also have Sue Ann Caldwell and Jeff Gobb. Some people pronounce it Golob. And who else is on my playlist? Oh, Matt Marshank, bad. You're even going to hear Dakota Staton sing My Funny Valentine back in the day before anybody else sang it. And let's see. We got Paul Taylor, Cindy Bradley. We got Gary Fustin, and he's doing Come Back to Me. That's a bad track, man. So we got some bad people, Mesa. We're going to get into the show and let you enjoy some jazz, because all that jazz is good. Like me, I'm good. So I say, Dodd, please. All right, Sue Ann Caldwell. If I Ever Lose This Heaven. That's Sue Ann Caldwell and Jeff Golub, or Golub, G-O-L-U-B. I know that he's like, nah, quit messing up our names. Hey, I call him as I see him. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and it's called All That Jazz Now. Man, and people, I tell them go to the website, they go there, then they come back, then they go to the other phone number, and I don't know. Gets a little hairy. Hairy? I got to think about that. If I can say hairy on the air, I don't know. Anyway, if you want to listen to the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world. I don't care if you're in a hole, if you're in jail, you're in the hospital. I don't care where you are. If you're at your girlfriend's house, your wife, your auntie. You can get my show. And we got some great music for you. Hey, I'm going to play this track featuring Kerry Tuck. And it's called Come Back to Me. It's by Gary Fustin and Kerry Tuck. Man, and we got some Mesa, too. But we our featured artist for tonight, I'm going to try to put on my jazz voice. Yeah, see, our featured artist for tonight is Kerry Tuck. I don't know what I'm drinking, but it's pretty good. Oh, man. How'd you like that? That was Come Back to Me. And keep forgetting. Turn your mic down so you don't echo. And you know we're going to be doing my show sometimes outside? Man, can you believe that? I'm building a whole new outdoor studio. Oh, man. I'm going to like it. I'm going to feel like the man in the glass house. You know what they say about people building studios in glass houses? Somebody may throw a brick at you. Okay, all right. I know that was corny. Anyway, I grew up with a lot of jazz and had the greatest oldest brothers. One of them played with Ramsey Lewis, my brother Marvin. He had a little jazz group. And so I got a chance to hear a lot of the jazz greats, and I would always bother them when they'd be playing jazz, and they'd call my mother, "My Donnie, they're bothering us." And I'd be, "Ain't bothering them so with that old junk of jazz. Nobody want to hear that noise." And she'd say, "Boy, come on out of there and lead him on." But anyway, that's how I learned a lot about jazz from my older brothers. So we're going to jump to a track that I got set up that you're going to like because I think it's good. It's called Next to You by Matt Marshank. And then we're going to jump into some Dakota State.
Thank you. you my baby, yeah. Next to you my darling, yeah. Next to you my baby, yeah. Next to you my darling.
Oh, man. Did you hear that undertone? I said, hey, my baby. I said, my baby. I like jazz, man. Hey, did you know that when I get this new TV show off the ground, we're going to be doing jazz for the music for the show. The singers are going to be singing jazz. They're going to be playing jazz, old jazz, new jazz, you know, just a little change of pace. And I think you're going to like it because a lot of times we're going to be bringing a lot of jazz artists out that can sing on the show, maybe. How about that? I know. What can I say? But I'm going to do it. $60,000 I got to raise by next February, end of February, and I'm going to do it. I don't care what y'all say. I'm going to get it done. Hey, we got to take a quick station break. It's 7:36, and for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am on All That Jazz Now. So we're going to play this quick announcement, and my board is lit up with blue lights. That means people are listening in. And I like that. I feel so good. Oh, my Lord. I'm going to cry. Big baby.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes. We are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
That's a cold-blooded book there, To Have a Friend. That's a bad book. That's one of my best. That book got me to number one in America. Well, at least on the top 100. Oh, man. That's a heck of a story, too, man. So if you haven't got it, you need to get it. Oh, and we're going to get a review from Sharon Holiday. She's reading I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, my romantic comedy. And she has a copy of To Have a Friend, but she's reading I Love Writing a Fun Love Story first. And so far she says it's pretty good. She's going to give me her little review. And I think it's going to be a 5 thumbs up. You know, 5 thumbs, not 5 fingers, but 5 thumbs. When you get 5 thumbs, you really got a good book. Because I don't know nobody in the world has got 5 thumbs. You only got 2. Okay, Doc. Calm down. All right, let's get to our featured artist for tonight. Her name is Dakota Staton. She was a jazz great, and I do mean great a boomska. I mean great as you could get. She had a song called Give Me the Simple Life, and she had another song called The Late Late Show that made her famous. And I used to ask my older brothers, who is that Dakota Staton? They said, Don, get out of here now. This is jazz. This is grown folks' music. I said, ain't nothing grown in here with them dark glasses on and all that smoke. Y'all need going to go to, that's what I'm going to say, come out of that, Don.
I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the one you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes indeedy, give me the simple life.
Fire as he it will be. Crazy, he calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy, he calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, am I? Crazy, he calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, am I?
Oh, man. Did you hear what she said? She said, I'll hold up the sky if you want me to forever. I won't even leave. I won't even go to the ladies' room. She said, it's crazy. I'm just crazy about him. Excuse me. And I like that song. Hey, did you know I played that one night at a jazz club that a friend of mine has? And the guys went crazy. They were writing notes to their girlfriend. So I listened to this. She said she's crazy. She'll just go through fire. She'll do everything. Oh, my God. I got bombarded that night. Well, ladies were throwing shoes at me, purses, coins. I said, hey, I didn't write the song. Oh, man, that's too deep, man. She say I'm crazy. I'm going to play that again. I'm going to play this track by Paul Taylor, Exotica. Paul bad, man. God, better get off of that crazy. We got some more by Dakota Staten, too. Some really great tracks. Paul Taylor. Bad. I like that part when they go up on the horns. That's bad, man, bad. I'm going to play this track by our featured artist for the night, Dakota Staten. She made a track famous long before a whole bunch of people sang the song, because they didn't come out till later. So that's what happens when you're good. My Funny Valentine, Dakota Staten.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me your lips are laughable, photographable, yet you're my
on the field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with a understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself, and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story, but it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
Man, I put my foot, toenail, hangnail, I put it all in there. I tried to get my hangnail back because it was hurting. But I wrote the AT out of that book, man. That's a heck of a book. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. Bad. Just a bad story. All right, we're going to jump to another track by... let's see. Hey, there's an artist named Cy Smith, and she's been cutting up lately. Chris Botti found her, discovered her, and she's been on the rise ever since. Cy Smith. So I want you to check her out. She's dangerously bad on all that jazz now.
All right with me. That's all I see. Here's what I need you to do with me. Let's stay together. All day, all day. Loving you whether times are good or bad, happy or sad. Let's stay together.
need no use of hanging round. Ain't no use. I put you down. There's no love left in my heart for you. Ain't no use for you to cry. Ain't no use. This is goodbye. You've been wrong so many times. Now I'm through. The best of my years you have wasted away. You've caused so many tears, but time has come that you must pay. Ain't no more for you to say. Take your love and go away. When you leave, please don't return. Ain't no you.
Reflecting in your eyes. Good morning. to the sound of the early bird. I can feel the love flowing through my veins. Good morning.
Hello, my love.
Sunrise.
Hello, my love.
It feels so good to see the dawn reflected in your eyes.
Our featured artist, Mesa. You know, we got two tonight, Dakota Staten and Mesa. Oh, man. Did you hear him talk about he don't care if he late for work long as she there? Yeah, right. Tell that to your boss. I'm late, man, and my baby was looking good. She had a little something-something. And I was eating french fries and biscuits. And I couldn't leave her. The boss said, Don, you'll be late one more time. You're going to eat a whole lot of biscuits. Oh, man. Because you're going to be fired. God. Okay, all right. Oh, man. That was our featured artist, Mesa. And I think that's Lee Brown with her. I don't know who that is. That was bad. I like that. We're going to jump to the track that made Dakota Staten famous, The Late Late Show. And this was a big hit back there with George Shearing. He was one of the great composers. And George was blind, but he could compose music. The Late Late Show. Dakota Staten.
Gee, it's cozy in the park tonight. When you cuddle up and hold me tight. Stars up, but they seem to know. We're putting on the late, late show. Hear the crazy music in the trees. See the flowers dancing in the breeze. Oh man, moon begins to glow. He's joining in the late, late show. Birds that should be dreaming. On the late, late show. Here's a great
kind of stuff we used to do in junior high. Walk up to the door, and then we kiss some more. And then she say, I guess you know I like you so. Don coming to the late, late show. I said, all right. I'm not going to even go to school tomorrow. Oh, man. She said, then we get some more. See, that's what the first date was all about. Not all this, do you go to church? What's your favorite color? Okay, all right, all right. My producer looking at me on the Skype, he's like, nah, man. Better cut that out. Paul Hardcastle, Rainforest, and then we got some more. Dakota State.
The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and Black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of Black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and Black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, two unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea by renowned American author Don S. McClure is just that.
Oh, man, that's a bad guy there, man. I like when we're in the studio doing that one, and they playing the violins. Dun, 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 dun. And I'm looking over there. Okay, say this. And Don S. McClure, he's the man. Oh, man, I get so excited. It's just marvelous, marvelous. Oh, I forgot I'm doing the jazz show, so. It's marvelous. It's cool. Yeah, man. Let me play this song. Dakota Staten, When Sunny Gets Blue, followed up by What Do You See in Her? Yeah, she got some silicone, but what about me? Yeah, she got some long hair, but what about me? What do you see in her that you didn't see? In me. I don't know. I had to tell the guy, man, you got a good woman. You got to keep up with her.
When Sunny gets blue, her eyes get gray and cloudy, then the rain begins to fall. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, love is gone, so what can matter? No sweet lover man comes. Somehow, she's not the same. other dream fell through. Hurry, new love, hurry here to kiss away each lovely tear and hold her near when sunny gets blue.
That's a heck of a track, right? And whenever I'm doing counseling, right, and the young ladies are like, God, I don't know. What does he see in her that he don't see in me? And I say, when the last time you saw him?
He was at the club having dinner last week.
Well, what was you doing?
I didn't never cook. I ain't never clean. I ain't never stay at home.
Well, that's what he saw her. And of course she said,
that's why I would slap you. You're always defending the guys.
I said, oh, okay. Oh, man. That wasn't corny. Let me play this track by one of my favorite artists, Cindy Bradley. That's my girl there, man. Cindy can cut. She got a track that after I always play, what do you see in her? Like, Cindy Bradley, you don't know what love is. That's what she told him. I said, oh, okay. Don't get violent.
Thank you.
not a single breath. Girl, is bad. Bad, just bad. You're still playing too while I'm talking. Okay, Cindy. I'll just say, okay, Donna. I was just trying to get a little more in. Hey, we're having a great show tonight. Man, my board is lit up with blue lights. With a lot of new listeners, too. And some of them say it. They text me and say, Donna, I'm going to be going to work. But I can't put your show down. I hate you. But I love you. I feel so blue. You know, when you're playing good jazz or good R&B, a lot of people listen to your show. And I'm really thankful that I've been able to do 10 years. Man, do you remember that, the movie, 10 Years of Slave, or was it 7 Years or 30 Years of Slavery? I don't know nothing about that, man. Nah. Oh, okay, all right. Let me play this track by Mesa, one of our featured artists. Matter of fact, she's got two tracks we're going to play, Inside My Dreams and What Are You Doing for the Rest of Your Life, Don S.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens, and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, You can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, we're down to the last 2 minutes and 50-something seconds. 49, 48, 47. Listen, I got to get ready to get out of here. I've got a taste for some butter pecan ice cream. Hey, did you know I bought some, some cookies with raisins in them. And it was pretty good. I was looking at them, and I ate one, and I ate two, then I ate three. And I said, boy, you're a pig. Put them cookies down. You know, it's like the cookie monster. But they were raisin cookies, oatmeal raisin cookies, and they were really good. I got them from the bakery. I tried not to, but I just had to get them. All right, I'm going to get ready to get out of here. I'm trying to pick a track that will take us on out of here. And let's see who will take us to the next Twilight Zone. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Don. Okay. Well, man, I can't never have no fun. They be on me. So I'm gone. You see, there she is in my ear. 90 seconds. Jeff Golub. If I ever lose this heaven, I won't have God.
Fascinating.